What's going on, everybody? This is Ice Nigma.
And this is T-Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained. Peoples, this is big news, the Enigma, and I am with Ice, the coldest, and we're gonna talk about One Piece on the Grand Line because these are your Grand Line Enigmas. And I'm telling you now, my God! So last week we talked about Shanks and Useless Kid. First off, thank you guys for a response to that. Like we're still getting used to this YouTube situation, so thank you for contributing. We appreciate y'all, man. But yeah, so last week we touched on this a little bit about Vegapunk being locked up in this room, with a bunch of the CP agents, and Shaka finds him, and Shaka all of a sudden. Somebody blows his freaking head off, and we're like, "Yo, what the world is this?" You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what? Who shot Shaka? You know what I'm saying? That type of situation, right? And now we're gonna just deal with that real quick. So we found out that the perpetrator of this assault on Shaka was none other than York. Okay, so York is one of the six Vegapunks. She is the personification of greed. For Vegapunk. So his greed, he poured that out and made it into York. Okay. York's character is very interesting to me because she's always smiling. Mm-hmm. She's one of the few that is really always jovial about life. You know what I'm saying? Like the rest of them are looking, whatever. But her character is like always with smiles, man.
Shoot, when you first meet her, she got her face stuffed full of cookies.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, greed. We were dealing with this, ever since they've been on Egghead, Egghead Island, all of these truths, all these things that they finally revealed about the story, like just the construction of O'Hara and like the fact that he still had all the data and that he was disseminating that. He was trying to find ways to get everybody on the planet energy. I mean, look, Vegapunk's arc, like I didn't even expect this. Once again, God dang it, Oda. Once again, man, Sucker don't miss, man. He just don't miss. But once again, we're in a situation where he's giving us a completely different part of the story. It fills in a lot of gaps. And she was intro to 1065. You know what I'm saying? So she was in manga 1065. And right. she's one of the quote unquote satellites, as I said, of Vegapunk, which is one of the six personifications of Vegapunk. Now normally she's sleeping a whole lot, she eating a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? But once again, she also holds all the protocols that all the Vegapunks have over the entire island. Now, what got me is that when Ice was talking about this, or you could probably deal with this a little bit better than me. We were talking about earlier about how, the Seraphims that were attacking the island, they were under command from all Vegapunks, right? Yep. All the Vegapunks had 100% authorization to control the Seraphims, and the Seraphims have been going ham right now. I mean, they are going ham, bro. The whole Hancock Seraphim, bro. Look, that you should wrap that sucker up, bro.
Man,
talk to him, bro.
That's true. For the ones that don't pay that much attention to Hancock's power, the love fruit.
That joint diabolical, bro.
And it fixed her perfectly because, in her mind, saying she's the most beautiful woman in the One Piece universe. And everybody, like men and women alike, both treat her as such.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what makes her power that much more devastating. Because
yes,
if she knows that, once she hit you with that mellow, know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stone
off rip. And like I said, it doesn't hurt that she's like one of the most beautiful characters in One Piece.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that ass and that the little version of her, you know, like keeps using her cuteness against people. It's very smart. Like really, she thinks almost like Bo. In that sense, she has that same level of tenacity that Bo has, the same coldness that she has, you know. Right. But she just has so much more power. I mean, she's powerful, Bo.
Man, them Seraphims are they just dastardly. Bo, we just talk about this one that they modeled after Hancock.
Yeah, but these things, man, are diabolical. I mean, so you got the one that's after Bo Hancock, known as Snake. Then you have the one after Mihawk that's called Hawk. You have the S Bear, which is themed after Kuma, Bartholomew Kuma, and then you have the Shark, which is named after Boss Jinbei. Now these four are all ridiculously powerful. And I'm like, Vegapunk made these things? You feel me?
Right.
So like, you made these things. Like that by itself is like, this dude can't live. He can't live. Like there's too. He has too much power. No one man should have all this power. I understand. No. We get why the government's wanting to do what they want to do because you know they're trash. But
the world, yeah, that.
Yeah, of course. You know, I have to make sure that point is made plain because they're trash. But you know, the history of a horror is like one of the things that haunts them. Because it's the only time that records the void century. Right, so that means Vegapunk knows what happened.
Oh yeah, right. That's another reason why they got to quote unquote get rid of him because he done some research.
That's so, right. He's done some good research. Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
yeah,
so he know about her, huh? Well, okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so yeah, you know what I'm saying, we're about to send some. Well, we've been sending some CP agents, but.
They ain't came back yet. Vegapunk had something for their behinds every time they came, you know. So he's like been hiding it very well. But once again, it's so goddamn smart. Like the way that they set up Vegapunk, they was like, look, we ain't gotta attack you from the outside. We'll just attack you from the inside. You know, so right now, like we're back to Shaka. You know, Shaka was the personification of good in Vegapunk. You know what I'm saying? So like when it comes to the so I'll give you the six punks. Okay, Shaka is good. Lilith is evil. Edison is thinking. Pythagoras is wisdom. Atlas is violence. York is greed. Okay, and once again, like say Shaka was personification of good. He came out there to help. And what shot him in the head was greed.
Yeah.
It was York. York was a mole all along. So then these issues that we've been seeing with the Seraphim make more sense because they've only, every time they shut them down, they turn back on. They're like, why these things keep turning back on?
That part. Because, it's crazy because Oda had, he literally put it in the manga.
Bros, and
if you didn't pay attention, didn't like, you know, say you just got to go back and read.
Yep.
It was like, because I think the order is Vegapunk, like, well, they call him Stella. So,
yep.
Like,
yep.
The actual Vegapunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then his satellites.
Mm-hmm.
Then the homie Sentomaru.
Yep.
Then, what is it, CP0?
Yep, the CP. And then because that's in this thing, had order. Yeah. But then when Stussy tried to overrule, the thing rejected it because it got a higher command. And it was like, who in the world else is like giving the commands? Is outside. But what's crazy, York was nowhere to be found. And most of the scenes you go backwards into the story, you don't even see, you know, York nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we don't see York anywhere. So like finally we get this sort of scene, you know, in the middle of at the very end of this chapter, and it's, you know, like, you know, York smiling yet again, saying, "Yo, hey Stella, you know what? I'm going to be a celestial dragon. And he's like, what type of foolishness is you? You know what I'm saying? He's like, where are you talking about? You're going to be a celestial dragon? That don't even make no goddamn sense, girl. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? She's like yeah. It's like, what? You know, so I'll read it to you as it said. You know, she's like, just what Shaka would say, you know, because he's talking about like how you want to be around these horrible people. Right. And, she's like what Shaka would say, if he weren't dead already, you know, she's laughing about that. It's so complicated when everyone is Vegapunk. The world only needs one Vegapunk. and that right there, well, I was like, dang, she's greedy.
Yeah.
She'll eat up all five if she got to get what she wants. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is Vegapunk's fault. Let's call it spade a spade. He didn't have to make York.
So he didn't have to make none of them.
You know what I'm saying? But he did, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, look, you can be mad all you want, but let's keep it at a buck. Like this is your fault, bro. This wouldn't have happened if you hadn't done this. So we're now dealing with this, you know, like we're dealing with this situation where, you know, What wrote her off was that Snake petrified York. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, she's unpetrified.
Right.
And so, she's,
so they got to explain that.
Yeah, so that's the one part they got to explain. Because I was like, wait a minute, she was petrified by Ed Snake. You know what I'm saying? And then kicked to the side by Snake. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, boom, here she is, you know, like in here with Vegapunk. Like, she done shot Shaka. You know what I'm saying? So like, but once again, this whole thing is breaking down because I'm in fear because you remember what happened with my mans, with Sabo.
Mm-hmm.
How that whole island was erased from the map.
Man, this. Because we still got to figure out whether or not that joke was alive or not. Like,
bro, I mean, he survived this sucker, man. Look, this is the luckiest person in One Piece. Because that whole beam of light, I was like, this dog on, the thing is gone.
Dude, like, think about it. Because, like, this dude, he did not really survive, like, getting, like, the dog on Celestial Dragon shot a cannon at him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he still managed, and somehow he floated floated over to the dragon. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? He had amnesia, but by the grace of Oda.
You stupid, man. You stupid.
You know what I'm saying? He survived that.
That's facts, though. He did.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Like the top villain in One Piece, you know what I'm saying, then erase the island that he been trying to hide on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still like flabbergasted, you know, like with how he does his villainy. Because like right now we say Blackbeard, we know Blackbeard ain't the one. He's not the big boss. You know, like he can't be. But he's a road bump. He's a road bump onto the way to become the king of pirates. But he ain't the last one. So I used to tell the people who the last villain is.
It's Emu, man. Like, Emu, I'm like, however you say that, I'm.
Yeah, his weird name.
We're going to go by I'm. That sound better.
That worked. Like that worked.
You know what I'm saying? that's the dude they just going to have to, they going to have to, like, make, like, some strange bedfellows with, like, because ain't no way they, like, if this dude, like, and they ain't even, like spoken about if, like, what kind of power this dude got right now. Mm-hmm. Like, all he did was just open up a map, say, all right, well, you know what, this island gone, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Island disappeared. You know what I'm saying? O'Hara, bust a call, boom.
Yeah, pretty much, boom, gone, right?
You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, like, it's crazy because if he can do that to islands,
man, look.
Is he actually able to do that to people?
I mean, look, this dude, this dude's existence bothers me, okay?
So they're gonna have to, so Luffy gonna have to come out the wazoo or something. Like, don't get me wrong. I love what Gear 5 is able to accomplish at this point. However, he got to tap into something else.
Yeah.
Because you need more than your imagination with this one.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's gonna take something very interesting, because the power that this dude exudes is like just goodness gracious. It's far beyond what we understand. Like, you know, and the fact the five elders apparently are being escorted to Egghead Island by Kizaru is, I was like, oh my god, like this is far beyond a regular social call. This is I want to see the light leave out your eyes type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like, now I want a person to be the one to stab you in the chest type of situation. That's what I'm saying right now. You know, yeah. So that's it's so much more right now than just, oh yeah, we're just gonna throw this random story at you. No, this thing is like literally pulling together a lot of the strings that were left from the old days, and they're tying them up to make it like, no, the stuff that happened back in like the first 100 episodes are still quite relevant to the last of the thousands right now. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, he's done such an excellent job at that. And then, like, once again, just the fact that right now that York is the villain of Egghead shuffles the whole thing again, because everything she says can go.
Man, it's
and everything she says can go. Every single word she utters is worth something on this island, because she actually is Vegapunk. So if they kill all the other five plus Stella, or quote unquote the main Vegapunk, then she literally is still Vegapunk.
Yeah. So she can just walk around with the dog on Seraphins and.
Yeah. Easy.
Like, that's her personal security.
Yeah. Easy. And that doesn't mean she doesn't have his intelligence. That's the one thing that I was like bothered with, is that, you know, like, I'm wondering what is her level of intelligence compared to like a Vegapunk. I'm like, but if these are all him,
mm-hmm.
then that means that the level of intelligence is also in them too.
Yeah, that she has what he has.
Yeah.
Because he got the, what was it, what they call the brain fruit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think that's a gift and a curse to him.
Yeah, fact.
Because I mean, even before, you know what I'm saying, like, we find out that, you know, York is trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the lingering thoughts that was in the back of my head when they first introduced him, and then he finally said, oh, well, yeah, you know, I like, this is all part of the devil fruit. I'm like, oh, sir. Like, you know, yeah, it's cool to want as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But in your world, too much information is like borderline a bad thing.
Well, I mean, it's like in the real world. That's why I like how they're doing this, because like, there's certain things that people don't want you to know.
You're right.
And there are certain things that people will kill you if you know. And I was processing, you know, that, you know, like how, you know, like how the O'Haras, like they threw all their books into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew in a rush of all that stuff that the bus car, they weren't going to go and check the water.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You know, so they already knew. They're like, they ain't going to go and look in the dog on water for no books. They going to, like, we burn everything to the ground, because it's simpler that way. But you know, like Vegapunk being able to get his hands on all that information, all that wisdom, and compile it into digital, pretty much digitize that information, can be disseminated to anybody on the planet.
Yep.
That's a dangerous man. You know, so especially for folk that's been trying to tell people a lie about a world. So I'm going to sit here and probably, I'm like, all right, so you had York. Yeah, York kills Shaka, who was the consciousness of the group. He gone. Right. So
as far as we know.
As far as we know right now, Shaka is gone. You know, so that leaves you with Lilith, Edison, Pythagoras, and Atlas, because York ain't in this situation no more. So he got four. He got four versions of himself, and that's thinking, wisdom, violence, and evil. Right? His greed is already turned on him. Good is like quote unquote dead.
Lilith is still stone.
Yep. A little bit still stone. That's it. Like, one of the first ones.
Yep, her and Usopp.
Yeah, the first ones. But I was like, God dang it, Usopp.
And then half of Frankie.
Yeah, half of Frankie. Frankie's still talking trash at half. So let me out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, which one? What was the one that was? What was the other one that was with them? Because he's stoned too.
Oh, you talking about? Hold on, let me see. I'm looking through the panels right now just to be sure. Give me a second. Let me see. I see Lilith, Usopp, Frankie. Who else is stoned? York was stoned, but now she's not. Who else was stoned?
Pythagoras. Yeah.
Pythagoras was stone. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. I was like, homeboy was shouting, Pythagoras. I was like that. I was like, well, dang, that's messed up. You know, she got that sucker.
And then before S Snake could like step on him, at the time we didn't know, but York was like, wait.
Yeah.
So. Pythagoras' fate is still unknown.
Yeah, yeah. We're at this spot now where we're at this impasse where if Vegapunk dies, right, Egghead collapses under the weight of another Vegapunk that wants to kill everybody else because being serious, man. I mean, that's what we at right now. Like that likely Vegapunk will die. I don't want his character to, but he's just one of them characters that know too much.
You're right. No, you know Luffy made a promise to get him off the island. So somehow, by the grace of Oda, he getting off that island.
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean that he get off alive, though. He can get off the island, but it don't mean that he gonna survive.
Right.
I'm not saying that's immutable. I'm just saying that's a possibility that if we dealing with a situation we might not have because he's telling us too much information. He can't live. I'm just saying like all the rules of storytelling. If you got an informant this powerful, you kill this sucker, okay? Because they know too much, man. It's like nah, goddamn, you know too much. How in the world, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let you just wander around a planet with all this goddamn information? Nah, sucker, you dead. You know, I'm gonna read these few pages real quick, and we're gonna end this convo about this. But on the last few pages of the manga, it talked about the 3 months ago in Sacred Mary Joy. Like right, it's like I'm calling from Egghead. I want to speak to the ones in charge. Dr. Vegapunk is studying the voice century. And now likely this is York.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So CP5 was dispatched to ascertain the truth, but found no evidence. This ship mysteriously vanished after leaving Egghead. Subsequent agents were sent from CP7 to CP8, but none of them returned to the government. This is Egghead. I want to speak to the ones in charge. Once again, it's another person snitching. After a discussion between the five elders and an unknown figure, the genius scientist's betrayal had been made clear. The elders made the call to have Dr. Vegapunk assassinated. Cyberpole Aegis Zero undertook the mission, but anticipating a counterattack by Vegapunk, the elders chose to make a visit in person with Admiral Kizaru as protection. Reinforcements were requested from naval bases far and wide. The deployment made it clear that they were expecting war, right? Which we saw them because I'm like, that's way a whole lot of people, and this is my favorite line. And into that situation sailed the ship of the Straw Hat Luffy, Emperor of the Sea. The arrival of this unexpected variable unsettled the government, to say the least. That old sucker, Akainu, what? Straw Hat, and then they just got like Luffy like laughing, and then one of the dudes from the L was like, not again.
That was funny.
It's like every time they think they had a clear man, this doggone sucker just strolled into the same water. It's like, God dang it, buck home. But regardless, the resolution of the incident the following day would inflict a kind of shock that the world had never saw coming. And was this all your doing? And this is Stella, quote unquote, Vegapunk talking to himself, York. He's like, answer me. And why would you do this? You know, like, and like I said, we're now understanding that the person who snitched was York. And that was what she ended with, the line of saying, you know, like there's only one need for one Vegapunk. You know, so I'm like, once again, absolutely suspenseful. Love this situation. Love this all manga. It made lots of sense. Once again, filling in a lot of gaps. And how in the world that the elders knew what was going on is that they had a Vegapunk snitch. That's the only way that Vegapunk could go down was by Vegapunk.
Yeah. Only way he'd be up in this from his own genius.
That's facts. I mean, like his own genius is Achilles' heel. You know that he made all this stuff, and the thing that he made is trying to kill him. That's a doggone sermon right there. It's a doggone sermon we ain't gonna do tonight. But yeah, like that's. But once again, we're looking at this thing now. I'm like wondering. So, Ice, what you think gonna happen next, man?
Man,
let's do some predictions real quick. What do you think is gonna happen next?
At this point, like, dude, because this ain't easy. Like you say, I mean, I want to keep hope alive. Maybe, just maybe, you know what I'm saying? Stella makes it off the island, actually alive.
Hmm.
But at this point, I don't know. Because, Luffy promised the man that, you know what I'm saying, he was going to get him off the island. You know what I'm saying? York has other things, has, you know what I'm saying, other plans in case that happens. And then, you know, they about to actually meet one of the five elders.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering if Oda's gonna let Luffy see one of these elders because he already gapped the Celestial Dragon.
Oh man, he knocked the color off of him.
Yeah, he did. I mean, look here, that's one of the best, flat out one of the most satisfying punches in anime history was just seeing Luffy reel one back and hit that sucker in the face, man. I was like, oh. I mean, I told you, I was like, I just sat back in my chair, took a deep breath, my eyes closed when that joint happened. I was like, oh, it's so satisfying.
Man, but he had to do it with the dance moves and then just yapped him, man.
Yeah, he did, man. He hit that dude, bro. But once again, like I said, I don't know if Vegapunk gonna survive this. Well, Stella. I don't know if Stella Vegapunk gonna survive this because if you got the elders coming, you can't just the elders are not going to just embarrass the elders like that. They got way too much power on this planet to be embarrassed like that. They didn't come out and get the objective finish.
Man, listen, because you know what I'm saying, and then they finally actually named the like this particular elder that's coming. I think it's Saint J. Garcia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he coming with, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he a heel, but you know what I'm saying? He one of my favorite heels in the story. Emerald Kizaru, Borsalino, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that's because he lazy justice, man. I mean, we don't know whose side this dude on, okay?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude might be a doggone revolutionary in disguise.
Wait a minute, look, you know what, man? It would not shock me because Kizaru, his character is weird to me. In a good way, you know, like where it's like he's had people dead to rights and let them go.
Man,
because he believes that justice is going to catch up with you, lazy justice. So right. he doesn't have to do all the hard work. Then you have absolute justice.
Oh God,
you know
this sucker him
the punk.
He gonna get what's coming to him.
Oh yeah, he gonna get it, bro. Hopefully it's by Garp's hand, but. We'll see.
I can see that. Let's see. Here's the thing. Because I don't. It's crazy. Because I know. You know what I'm saying, like, when you get to the hierarchy, it's Akainu, then the five elders,
mm-hmm.
then I. But mm-hmm. part of me believes, in the order that they, I guess, defeat whoever they got to. You know what I'm saying? Like, put on time out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Akainu, and then Aim is going to be the last one.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The five elders, I mean, like, it would be crazy if all the five elders are devil fruit users. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be
that's
nuts.
Gonna be, man, that's going to be
That would be nuts if that's the case, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even think that they would really, like, demean themselves with that. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't think they would probably look like it's something that's beneath them. You know?
I believe it. Them jokers all hockey users.
Yeah. I mean, but you know what? I'm processing it myself right now, too. They haven't even given us all the names of the elders.
Nope. They just finally gave us Garcia's.
Yeah. We don't have enough information. I'm like, we don't have as much information about the elders. You know, we just seen their faces, but we just don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, they've been talking mad trash this whole time. Like, even before the time skip. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we seen them. Like, they've been mad the whole time, but you know what I'm saying? They've been in the back chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And now we finally get the egghead. Now we finally get the first one. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling, like, you know, because he carries a sword too, don't he?
Yeah.
So I think Zoro is going to have to fight him.
Yep.
Or at least, you know what I'm saying, it'll be a test of strength.
It won't shock me that they actually do have to scrap with the Straw Hats, though. So once again, I wouldn't put that outside the realm of possibility because that likely already happened before in the 4th century.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I just thought about something. Five elders versus top five.
Top five, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, who? Like, you know, because I'm guessing they're going to go.
You know,
like,
hold up now. I don't think that Luffy would stain his hands with five. I think Luffy goes after Aim or Aang.
Okay. All right, so let's see. So we're going to put number six in there. Either number six or number seven.
No, we just need people to match the five. I mean, honestly, he got a whole crew of people that's ready for anybody. So you got Usopp, you got Zoro, you got Sanji, you got Boss Jinbei, then you got Usopp, right? And I would throw Nico Robin in there just because Nico Robin been accosted by these suckers all her life.
Oh, I'm about to say no. That's actually what she was already in that. Like now, like since you say, like, because you make a good point. Since, like, you know, saying we have emperor on our hands now, he don't have to, you know, say he necessarily doesn't have to touch the five elders. So
yeah,
my lineup for them now would be Zoro, Sanji, Jinbei, Robin, and Brook. Don't get me wrong.
I'm good with that lineup.
Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? Frankie got that muscle. But at the same time, these suckers, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, they know what's going on. And you know what I'm saying, like they got some knowledge on them. And brute force, and I don't think brute force is gonna be the right match.
Mm-mm.
For when they have to face these dudes.
Nah. I think you're right. It's like I say, it's gonna go down because a lot of this stuff that we've seen is all, like, so once again, like, it's all coming to a head. And I don't know. Blackbeard is going to be practice.
practice?
Yeah, he's going to be practice. I'm being serious. I mean, it's going to be a freaking tough fight, man. I'm not going to sit in front of that.
Oh, yeah.
But if the final boss is Aang, this is practice. And you want me to tell you one thing I thought about the other day?
What's that?
You know, we'll save that for the next video. Hold on, we'll close this section real quick. We'll start that for the next video. But I think Egghead Island is going to be on the verge of destruction very soon. And I also think that in the midst of that, we might lose. We're going to lose Vegapunk because his absence has always been felt. We've been talking about Vegapunk since the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Frankie's been chasing the shadow of Vegapunk for years.
Man, listen.
And now we finally got him.
Oh,
yeah.
I got an idea.
What's up, Bo?
Before he go, that sucker gonna give. He gonna pass all his he gonna pass all his knowledge to Frankie.
That would actually make the most sense. He's the only one suitable to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it in the book. He's the only one. I mean, he's the only one that's been able to chase him in his shadow and keep up actually in his own way without having the whole brain fruit. To keep him engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you, bro. I agree with you wholeheartedly, man. I mean, like, I see Frankie benefiting the most from this because most of the information is already digitized.
So, low-key, this is Frankie's art.
That's actually crazy, but you might be right. I never thought about that. Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Elbaf is up in the air now because...
We're going to Elbaf. No, don't you say
that. Don't get me wrong. We're going to go.
We're going, goddang it.
Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, it's up in the air because, you know what I'm saying? These jokers talking about, yeah, Shanks, who we going to go beat up? We're going to beat up on the kid pirates.
Oh, you tell no, how dare you? They're going to beat up the useless kid. You know, it's a difference.
my whole thing with that is, you know what I'm saying? Like, we only know three of your people. Like,
yeah.
There's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you didn't develop anybody else.
Yeah. But what was it? And that likely was on purpose because they ain't really much to talk about when it comes to the
Your disdain for this dude is hilarious. No, I'm saying, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I know Law is like much more powerful than this dude. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we only know what, three of them.
Like I said, There's not many things to say about the useless kid and his useless pirate. It's just not much. I mean, it's like I said, look, Vegapunk ain't surviving this, but I do agree with you with like if he's gonna pass it down, he passes it to Frankie, he passes it to Robin. Robin needs to know the history. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because like, think about this, man. We'll end on this thought. Like, think about this. She is the only one that can read poneglyphs, right? What if we know of? What if he already has all of their notes to pass to her?
Oh, that is right. And we can't forget about the fact that you know, say a certain giant might actually still be alive.
That's also awesome. Well, he is alive. He is alive. So that's two people that likely know how to read poneglyphs, but he just kept himself in the dark very well. So we're looking at that. That she now knows that the man that protected her is alive. A. B, if she can get some extra information to cinch up all these missing gaps she got from all the things she copied, the only person that would have the information is Vegapunk. He gotta die. He got to. You know what I'm saying? Like he's too powerful, bro. He's the smartest man on the planet, and he made himself into six people. That's a dangerous dude, bro. He ain't lift a finger to fight nobody. But just the fact that he could do that right there is terrifying enough. Like, look, we got to get rid of this sucker.
Pretty much.
Yo, we sending an elder to come and confront you? Bro, you going to die. All right?
I'm saying.
It's going. I mean, just the one slide that said the resolution of the incident the following day when it flipped the kind of shock the world never saw. That part right there is the part that's getting me. I'm like, I don't think this dude going to survive. And rightfully so. I do believe that he has done what he was supposed to do. And that is compile all this information, make sure it gets out, and they can live on his dream where Frank can take that dream from him and making sure that everybody on the planet gets free energy.
I can see that.
It can happen. So, yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying, then don't forget about the cover story when he finally did get the Five Elders audience.
Yeah,
yeah. I was saying, oh, that is right. I almost overlooked the cover story for this one. Your boys, Caesar and Judge, gonna create Neo Mads.
Yeah, I saw that joint. Yeah, like so. I mean, once again, it fits into the era that we're in right now, where all these people come up with different revolutions. You know, like it makes sense that like Judge would go back to his roots. In this situation, it just does. It makes sense. Yeah.
Like,
makes sense. An emotionless excursion. These dudes are funny, man. Yeah.
They do it for loads.
They do.
But they do it for our entertainment.